Councilwoman Martin.
Present.
Supervisor Keating, pledge of allegiance, please.
This is Jason Keating. I pledge allegiance
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, under preliminary matters tonight, we have one item, which is the quote for moving to the new time clock system, which is the Swipe Clock Timeworks Plus for the town of Boston. All of you should have received the resolution. The resolution is 2020-30, which is authorizing an upgrade to the timekeeping software. We discussed this in the agenda review, so I would like to make a motion to approve the authorizing resolution 2020-30, authorizing the upgrade to the timekeeping software.
I'll second. This is Kathy Shelby.
This is Sandy. Councilwoman Shelby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukaczyk?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
This is Jason again. So we will move on to item number two, regular business. Item number one is the correction and adoption of minutes for the March 4th, 2020 town board meeting. Councilwoman Martin.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. I had the opportunity to go over the town board meeting minutes from the meeting on March 4th, and I found no corrections necessary. I make a motion to accept the minutes from March 4th as they stand.
I second this, Jen. This is Sandy. Councilwoman Shelby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
I'm going to abstain as I was not present for that meeting.
Councilwoman Lukaczyk?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, moving, this is Jason Keating. Again, moving on to item number two under regular business, which is the consideration of all fund bills. Councilman Carticchini.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. This is Councilman Carticchini. I had an opportunity to review the fund bills this evening, and I make a motion that we pay the fund bills in the amount of $108,228.29.
This is Councilwoman Martin. I second.
This is Sandy. Councilwoman Shelby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukaczyk?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
This is Supervisor Keating again. So we'll move now on to item number three, correspondence. We have two pieces of correspondence. The first piece of correspondence is the notification from the planning board of their cancellation of the March 10th, 2020 meeting. That's been received and filed. And also item number two for correspondence tonight is the 2020 income statement, which has also been received and filed. Moving on to item number four for new business, because this is a kind of a closed meeting, there's no request on the floor tonight. Should we have to use this format going forward due to the current virus outbreak, we'll request submissions from the public, either in written form with their name signed or through email, and we'll try to keep the public involved and keep these meetings as open as possible to the public. So we'll move on to item number two under new business, which is the approval for Taylor Actel to begin duty as a Patchen Fire Company firefighter. Councilman Carticchini.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. This is Councilman Carticchini. We've received a letter for the application of Taylor Actel to be added to the Patchen Fire Company from Chief Brendan Bender. I make a motion that we approve Taylor Actel to begin duty as a patch and fire company firefighter.
Second. This is Sandy. Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
At this time, I would like to thank Taylor for her service to both the MS squad and Patch and Fire Company now. And with that, I vote yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukaschik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, this is Supervisor Keating. Item number 3 under doing business tonight is the use facility for Boy Scout Troop 491 for the Flag Day ceremony. Councilwoman Martin.
This is Councilwoman Martin. Sorry for the delay. My phone wasn't acting up. Thank you, Supervisor. We received an application for use of facility by the Boy Scout Troop 491 for their Flag Day ceremony on June 14th at 7 p.m. Setup is at 4, takedown is at 8. They will be occupying the Lion shelter and bathroom facilities. They expect an attendance of between 30 and 50 people. In light of recent events with COVID-19, we are going to tentatively accept this application for use of facility. If there is an issue with the gatherings still being reduced at that point, we will revisit it at that time. But I make a motion to approve this application for use of facility.
This is Councilman Cardicchini. I'll second.
This is Sandy, Town Clerk Quinlan. Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukaschik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, this is Supervisor Keating again. Item number 4 under new business tonight is the use facility from Kristen McCabe. She's with the Young American Soccer Hamburg Soccer Club. I'll also read off item number 5, new business. This is a facility for Jessica Belsey, which is the Boston Youth Soccer League. And item number 6 is a town meeting facility for the Boston Youth Soccer League meeting. All 3 of those will be handled by Councilwoman Jennifer Lukaschik.
This is Jennifer Lukaschik. Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Kristen McCabe, Center for Young American Soccer, Amber Soccer Club, for dates to be followed. It'll start 5:30 to 7:30 for soccer practice at the North Boston Park Field. The dates are, and these are tentative, approval tentative based on the virus, April 6th, April 7th, April 9th, April 20th, April 21st, April 23rd, April 27th, April 28th, April 30th, May 4th, May 5th, May 7th, and May 11th. Number 5, we have Jessica Blessy, Boston Youth Soccer League, for the Sunday through Saturday, starting July 6th, ending October 10th, 2020. The start time is set 5:30, North Boston Park Field and the Town Field. And the last one, number 6, from Jessica again, Boston Youth Soccer League, meeting at 6 p.m. On July 14th, using the Town Hall Community Room without the kitchen. I make a motion we approve number 4, 5, and 6.
This is Supervisor Keating. Yes, I will second that motion based on availability changes due to the COVID-19 virus.
This is Town Clerk Sandy Quinlan. Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardakini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, Mrs. Supervisor Keating, item number 7 under new business tonight is a letter from the Zoning Board of Appeals regarding the resignation of Tracy Hirsch and also further appointment of Paul Mendel. It's a regular Councilwoman Martin.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. This is Kelly Martin. We received a letter to the town clerk and town board from the Zoning Board of Appeals Secretary Don Bonkle, informing us of Tracy Hirsch's resignation, that his seat would be available, and that they would like to appoint Paul Mendel, who is currently an alternate member, to become a regular member, filling the vacancy, which will end April 1st, 2021. I make a motion to accept this appointment of Paul Mendel.
This is Supervisor Keating, I'll second.
This is Town Clerk Sandy Quinlan. Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardakini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, this is Supervisor Keating. Item number 8 tonight under new business, we have resolution 2020-27, which is authorizing the change order for the boiler room asbestos abatement agreement. Councilwoman Martin.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. This is Kathy Selby. I'd like to authorize a change order for the boiler room asbestos abatement due to additional scope of work for the fee of $850, an increase in the work scope as per resolution 2020-27.
I'll second that. This is Kelly Martin.
Town Clerk Sandy Quinlan. Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardakini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
This is Supervisor Keating. Item number 9 under new business. We have resolution 2020-28, authorizing funds for the second phase for the town hall IT wiring. And that's Councilwoman Martin.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. This is Councilwoman Martin. Resolution number 2020-28 is for the additional work that needs to be done for the IT wiring for a second phase from CIR Electric, which will perform necessary electrical work in the amount of $950. I make a motion to accept this and also the total cost from CureCom for $4,060.
I second. This is Jennifer. This is Sandy Quinlan, Town Clerk. Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardakini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, this is Supervisor Jason Keating. Moving on to item number 10 under new business, we have resolution 2020-2019, which is the 2019 budget transfers. I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution 2020-2019 for the budget transfers for the 2019 calendar year.
This is Councilman Cardakini. I will second.
Town Clerk Sandy Quinlan, Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardakini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
This is Supervisor Keating again. Item number 11 under new business tonight is a dog control officer agreement with the Hamburg Dog Control Officer. Councilman Carducchini.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. What this dog control officer agreement allows us to do is enter into an intermunicipal agreement with the town of Hamburg to provide dog control services in the event that Boston dog control officer is unavailable. I make a motion that we approve this dog control officer agreement.
I'll second that, Councilwoman Kelly Martin.
Town Clerk Sandy Quinlan, Councilwoman Selby.
Yes.
Councilman Carducchini.
Yes.
Supervisor Keating.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek.
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, this is Supervisor Keating. Item number 12 tonight under new business is a request from the town clerk, Quinlan, to attend the 2020 annual town clerk conference. I'll take this request. Our town clerk would like to attend the 2020 New York State Clerks Association annual conference scheduled in Albany, New York from April 26th to 29. She's requesting reimbursement for the cost of the registration, lodging, meals, and transportation as per the town of Boston reimbursement policy. This is a fantastic event, and I think Sandy would, hopefully it goes on for her, but with the current virus situation, but I would like to make a motion to approve our town clerk to attend that annual conference.
This is Councilman Carducchini. I will second.
Town Clerk Sandy Quinlan, Councilwoman Selby.
Yes.
Councilman Carducchini.
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Thank you.
This is Supervisor Keating again. There's no items under old business tonight, so we'll move on to reports and presentations. Town Clerk.
This is Sandy Quinlan, Town Clerk. Thank you, Supervisor. The Town Clerk's monthly report for February 2020 has been submitted to the Supervisor's Office. The Code Enforcement Officer's report for January and February 2020 has been filed in the Clerk's Office. I have also received the notification from the Code Enforcement Officer that the annual report of the Code Enforcement Activities for the County of Boston year 2019 has been filed with New York State. Thank you for your approval of my the conference. Hopefully that will happen. I will keep the board posted on that, if that conference will indeed take place or not. And tax collection has gone very well. We were able to collect through the day, for the final day of tax collection, which was March 16th, that was Monday. So these new plans for the town hall, as far as closing to the public, we were able to collect through Monday. So I was very thankful that we were able to do that. As of this point, we are in the penalty phase of tax collection. Tax collection will continue here. Payments made here to the to myself, the tax collector, until June 30th. So please mail those payments or utilize the drop box that is located to the left of the front door to make those payments. And I just want all the residents to know to please, you know, reach out to the clerk's office. We are here, for the time being, and, we are here to help you. We're here to take your calls regarding anything. The items that the town clerk's office takes care of reaches a lot of the residents of the town. So I just, please reach out to us, 941-6113, extension 0. And that is all I have. Thank you.
Okay, this is Supervisor. Thank you very much, Town Clerk. Councilwoman Martin.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. I really just wanted to give a shout out to the squad. We're all praying for you. You're on the front lines with this COVID virus. It's scary stuff, and hopefully our squad will stay safe and healthy, and our residents as well. That's all I have tonight.
This is Supervisor Keating. Thank you very much. Councilwoman Lukacek.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I have nothing tonight. This is Jen.
This is Supervisor Keating again. Councilman Cardicchini.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. I had the opportunity on Saturday to attend the Equine Collaborative International's spring get-together and had the distinct honor of presenting Emma Mintier, who founded an organization called Mustangs Empowering Women. At that time, I presented a citation from Assemblyman Philip Palmisano, and it was a very nice event. It was held locally, and it was an honor to be asked to present Emma with her award. Also had an opportunity to meet with some residents on Thornwood and Park Drive, and look at some drainage issues. Kathy was under the weather, and I was happy to step in for her. Mark was a true pro. Talked to the residents about what the issues are currently, and the residents have decided that they're going to organize, get together, appoint person, and then work with Mark Gaston, Erie County Soil and Water, and figure out a plan for to address the issue. I would like to thank both the first responders as well as Jason Keating for Supervisor Keating for keeping all of us up to speed. I know we had some conference calls on Sunday, and I know he pretty much has spent most of his time engaged in whether it's the federal or state level, but he's done a great job of keeping both residents and certainly the town board up to speed with what's going on. So just wanted to thank everybody involved in that. That's all I have tonight.
Thank you very much. Councilwoman Selby.
I have to first apologize for my voice again. I'm getting over laryngitis, but I wanted to sincerely thank Mike, Councilman Mike, for filling in on me this past week. Mark Gaston on Park Avenue. I had drainage, a very important drainage meeting I had set up about a few weeks before, and I really did not want to reschedule that because I know how crucial that is. And thanks so much, Mike, for taking that for me. Appreciate it. I owe you one. Have a good night again. It's pretty funny. I'm hearing this back. It sounds like a man, but it's really me.
Okay, it's Supervisor Keating again. Highway Superintendent.
This is Town Clerk Sandy Quinlan. Highway Superintendent Tielek has left.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Supervisor Keating. So, in the current state that we're in, obviously the town of Boston at many levels is under a state of emergency. I guess that is the main thing I have to report on. I've spent many hours working with members of federal government, state government, county government, and even other local governments. We've been on multiple calls lately. There are many layers to this state of emergency, once again, at the federal, state, county, and local levels. I will continue to try to push out information as quickly as I possibly can. Sometimes it ebbs and flows. There's days when we will have multiple conference calls, and they last all day long from 7 in the morning until sometimes 11 o'clock at night. And then there's other days where it gets quiet. Looking to the public and being a public servant, I can say that once more tests come out, I think we'll start to really start to understand the full effects of the current virus and the situation that we're in. As many other elected officials and leaders have stated, and I will certainly echo their message, we're all in this together. You know, this is a virus. It is something that it's not biased on political affiliation, gender, race, et cetera. We're all in this together. And I think we all need to, some of my messages have been carried out on the municipal Facebook page and town website, but what we do and how we act will certainly define the integrity of our town and the integrity of all of us. So I will continue to keep the information coming out on social media. That's probably the easiest way in a dire emergency, a true emergency situation, which yes, this is an emergency situation, but I will certainly utilize that code red system. It is not my intent to create panic. My intent is to keep people properly informed with fact, whether it's medical or otherwise, and information that is I am relaying from the federal, state, or county government. I'm relaying a lot of that information. A lot of these directives are not directly coming from me. Even though my name is signed to them, they are coming from different levels of government. So that is my promise to our community. I will do everything I can to protect us. And as I believe this board will, we're all in this together. So if anybody has any questions, they can call my office at any time, drop me an email, reach out to me on social media, and we will get through this together. We'll succeed. And that's all I'm going to report on today. So with that, I will make a motion to end the meeting.
Councilwoman Martin, I will second that motion.
Town Clerk Sandy Quinlan, Councilwoman Selby.
Yes.
Councilman Carta-Kaney.
Yes.
Supervisor Keating.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik.
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin.
Yes.
Motion carried.
This is Supervisor Keating. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Town board meeting, Wednesday, March 8th.